The fighting along the border between Armenia and Azerbaijan started early on Tuesday. Armenia says the Azerbaijani army shelled military positions around a number of cities. It released this footage showing what it says is Azerbaijani soldiers trying to cross the border.
Azerbaijan not merely violated ceasefire across border, but it also targeted Armenian positions and also civilian infrastructures inside Armenia. So it's a clear attack on sovereign country. It's a clear attack on UN member state.
Azerbaijan disputes that. It says its armed forces were responding to a build-up of Armenian landmines and weapons on the border.
Well, Armenia has been shelling Azerbaijani military positions for a few weeks now, which shelling has been intensified over the last few days. And over the same few days, Armenia started amassing heavy weaponry and armament along the deemed border between Armenia and Azerbaijan.
Tensions between Armenia and Azerbaijan largely stem back to a decades-long standoff sparked by the contested Nagorno-Karabakh region. It's internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan's territory, but 95% of its population is ethnic Armenian. They fought several wars on this issue. The last one was in 2020. After 6 weeks of fighting, Azerbaijan regained much of the territory. A Russian peacekeeping force was deployed to enforce the ceasefire. Analysts say the conflict appears to have been ratcheting up in recent weeks.
There was meant to be a proper Russian peacekeeping presence in the area of around 2,000 forces. But some of the reports that I have seen is that this has very much been depleted as a result of Russia's war in Ukraine, where Russia basically needed to bring troops in from a variety of other locations.
The Russian government says it's now working to ease tensions. It's urging both sides to show restraint and refrain from further escalation. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.
Let's bring in Matthew Breiser, who's a former US mediator in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. He's in Washington, D.C. and joins me live. Matthew, thanks so much for being on this NewsHour. At the core of this dispute is the region Nagorno-Karabakh, but this outbreak of violence is happening in another area. What's the significance of that region?
It's very significant because, first of all, the international mediators, of which I was one, from the United States, France and Russia, they don't have a mandate to mediate conflicts outside of the disputed region of Karabakh. This exchange is happening on the international border between Azerbaijan and Armenia. According to the military alliance headed by Russia called the Collective Security Treaty Organization, if a state, in this case Armenia, is suffering an attack from another state, in this case Azerbaijan, is what the Armenian side is arguing, then Russia and the other allies in the Collective Security Treaty Organization have a duty to intervene. I don't think Russia wants to get bogged down in this conflict, as the report just suggested, or as the commentator said. Russia has had to move some of its most capable peacekeepers from the Karabakh conflict in Azerbaijan to Ukraine. So this risks bringing Azerbaijan or Russia into the conflict for the first time. In the past, by the way, in July of 2020, before the second Nagorno-Karabakh war, the Armenian leadership, Prime Minister Pashinyan, appealed to Russia when there were similar clashes, and Russia and the collective security agreement said, no, we don't want to intervene. So Russia, there are reports that Russia has said, yes, it will now intervene to try to stabilize the situation, and that marks a new level of involvement by Russia.
Yeah, speaking of Russia and those that could mediate this current conflict, where do you, if it's not Russia, then who will likely stand in?
It's the European Union, because Russia is no longer really a credible mediator by virtue of its invasion of Ukraine. It's hard to think of Russia as a peacemaker. France, in when the ceasefire agreement was signed in November 2020, its foreign minister made an announcement saying, well, it believes that Armenia is in the right in the conflict, even though the ceasefire had happened. So the European Union has stepped in as a capable mediator. And on August 31st, European Council President Charles Michel hosted the prime minister of Armenia and the president of Azerbaijan in Brussels, and they had quite a constructive meeting. So it's strange that The shooting has resumed on both sides. Azerbaijan now is a status quo power. It won the last war. It wants to move forward with demarcating international borders so these sorts of clashes don't happen anymore. But it's also frustrated and impatient that Armenia hasn't wanted to move forward. So some would argue, oh, that gives Azerbaijan a pretext to attack. The flip side is true, too. Armenia is no longer a status quo power. It wants to revise the agreement as prime minister signed at the end of the Second Karabakh War. He himself seems to want to move ahead toward a peace treaty with Azerbaijan, but his political opposition does not.
Given everything you've just said and with the world's attention elsewhere, could you see the situation escalating? Could we see a repeat of the six-week war of 2020, or worse still, those full-blown wars of the 1980s and 1990s?
I don't think so, because as I said in the beginning of our chat, Russia clearly does not want this to escalate. Its plate is full in Ukraine, and it's losing in Ukraine. It doesn't want to get pulled into another conflict. Armenia's military was depleted severely in the Second Karabakh War during the fall of 2020, and Azerbaijan has no interest in resumed hostilities. It's investing billions of dollars in rebuilding the economy and the infrastructure of its regions that it regained from Armenian occupation during the Second Karabakh War. So I don't think anybody but the opponents of a settlement that oppose Prime Minister Pashinyan in Armenia want to see conflict. I don't think it's going to escalate much more beyond this. But it's still really worrisome, of course.
Yeah, well, let's hope you're right. Thank you very much for your analysis, as always, Matthew Briser, a former US mediator in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. Thank you.